T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, yesterday, my dog Sammy turned 2 yesterday.
Yes.
I mention this because there are people, and Heather, I don't know if you subscribe to this theory, when it's your dog's, or even cat's, or whatever, birthday, do you do anything special, and how outlandish do you do it? Look, in the past, we've had, you know, fun. You sing happy birthday to the dog, whatever, which dog has no idea what's going on.
I've seen people.
Well, that's how it's going to go. Sammy, of course, is deaf, so he definitely has no idea what the hell it is. He put up a sign that says, read it. You know? But, you know, there are people, you know, you put on like a birthday hat or whatever for their dog. I've seen cute pictures, but we've never really done anything. Yesterday, I will say this, though, because I had to go to the bank, so I took Sammy, he was being a little rambunctious. I said, come on, Sammy, we're going to take a ride.
Yeah.
So stopped off at Dairy Queen. Occasionally.
Yeah.
So I had a hankering for a shake, so I went and got the Dairy Queen shake.
Did you get a puppuccino?
No.
They have those. I've seen those.
A
pop cup or whatever.
What I got was, I said, do you have like a little cup, like S'more Than a Mini, for treat for the dog? So they gave it in a bigger like lid to go and a little dollop or whatever. Yeah. I said more than that of vanilla, because I know not to get chocolate. Because you know what happens.
Want to kill the dog.
Well, not only that, it's, you know, poops chocolate too. Basically, you know what I mean?
Oh.
The chocolate is the general color.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm saying is, I remember I told a story about it. My first dog, we came home once when I was a kid, and there were Hershey Kisses, like wrappers, all over the floor. So we knew when we went to the next room what the carpet was going to look like, and it did.
Looked like a Hershey.
Yes, exactly. So 248-539-9797. What do you or your friends or your family, do you do anything, I don't know, over the top for your dog's birthday?
No, you're all looking at me because of all the group here, it'd be me that would do
certainly
something.
No one's looking at me.
We usually do get like a little treat. Like I'll get a dog treat from the store for the dog. And I have taken a photo of them like with the treat.
Right.
Like with a cute little birthday. I have a birthday bandana that I can always use. Like I don't get a new one every year. It just goes over their collar.
Uh-huh.
So every year I have a picture of them in the same bandana that gets smaller and smaller and smaller with the treat.
Right.
But I don't sing to them. No. I'm not singing happy birthday, that type of thing.
Yes, I know. But there are people who treat their dog's birthdays like it's a human's. Like
I've seen people post pictures of dog birthday parties where they invite other dogs over for like a play date.
Come on.
I've seen it on social media. I've seen it.
Now, I have no problem with dog play dates. Dogs coming over.
Sure.
That's fine. They sitting at the table? What are they bringing a magician for the dogs,
well,
too?
They'll get like a larger cake so all the dogs can have a slice.
Where do you get the clown dog?
They got like a bone pinata hanging from the tree in the backyard.
Jumping up
after
it.
John.
Hang it down because they got a hold of it.
John.
Swinging through
him. John, can you see Kelly? Hey, Tom, go to the party store and get some plates and stuff. We're going to have a party for Sadie's birthday. We're going to bring the family and the other dogs are coming to the house.
Would give money.
That'd be a one-way drive.
I would give money to be watching Tom going around a grocery store or party store picking out party favors for the dog.
Done it for the kids many a time. No way. And you would be just like me, too.
Oh, yeah.
In fact,
oh,
your poor dog probably doesn't even know it has a birthday.
Right. John's birthday, he lets him in the house. Dakota's birthday. Yeah. Dakota, it's your birthday. Come inside.
Yeah. Your 30 seconds are done.
248-539-9797. Here's some ticket text. My Australian Shepherd turned 2 last month. For her birthday, we took her to the Pictured Rocks and to Quammenon Falls for a long weekend since she loves winter and the outdoors.
Okay.
We also tried to bake her a birthday cake, but I am no Paul Hollywood. Chris from Davison with Mona the Aussie. Okay.
Shouldn't that say we went on this trip and we brought the dog with us?
I hope so. I hope it was a trip you planned and then you brought the dog, planned the trip for the dog.
Yes. A poodle pops out of a birthday cake. Dog stripper. Really? Dog birthdays? WTF.
Yeah.
Our 150-pound dog Piper 4 ham hocks every year for her birthday. She just turned 10.
Oh. Wow.
There you go.
I got my dog Badger freshman year at Wayne State. We threw a massive college party for him on his 3rd birthday because he was turning 21 in dog years. He had a beer in his ball and everything. He's named after Tyron Matthew, the honey badger.
Okay.
We cook our German Shepherd a rare steak for his birthday every year. I had a full funeral for my dog after he passed away after 12 years. They sent a hearse to the vet. Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Casket open or not?
Oh, Lord, man. That's rough. Let's go to Jeff in Northville. You're a 97.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
So I have a multi-poo named Martini. Martini, like her, my wife and my daughter, she's high maintenance. So for Martini's first birthday, my daughter found a bakery in Plymouth that is just a dog bakery and had a custom cake shaped like a dog bone made out of all this dog food grain and everything. Then Martini had her guests over, which are her puppy friends. They actually had red velvet cupcakes individually for them. For the adults, my daughter decided to make a punch, which was blue Kool-Aid, and she put a sign in front and called it toilet water. Then she decided also for a snack for the adults to have the Chex Mix puppy chow. Mm-hmm. So after the guests of honor ate her dog bone-shaped cake, and we then retired to the living room where her guests brought her gifts. But they were wrapped. And they were teaching the dog, my daughter and wife were teaching the dog how to unwrap the gifts. So that was for the first birthday.
Oh my goodness. You got a lot of time and energy.
It's, yes, this is elaborate. She had she had a dress on with the little number 1 on it. And every year after that, she gets a brand new dress. My daughter goes to the bakery and buys her gifts and wraps them. Hmm. And it's still continuing.
How old is the dog now?
Is now she's 7 years old now.
Wow.
Now, Jeff, obviously there's way to really identify you. This is something it sounds like your wife and daughter are putting on, and you're going to, you know, just let them go ahead with it. Do you fully support this?
I make my comments, but I have to be good. I am the designated photographer on those days.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jeff, as our guest and friend Bob Winowski Wojo would say, I have 2 words for you, Jeff. Divorce.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
That's what Wojo would say.
My gosh.
Wow. That is really elaborate.
The only way I could ever see doing this would be like, it's not like during COVID when you had absolutely nothing to do. And you're like, let's make a day of it with the kids and have some, let's be silly.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
You think, by the way, somebody actually put a mask on a dog during COVID?
Yeah, probably.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I worked with a guy, Pete Pistone, who lives in Chicago.
Who?
Pete Pistone. He does NASCAR radio. Pistone. Does Big Ten radio. Yeah. Anyway, he would comment at the time I was, you know, working with him on Big Ten shows, going for walks in his neighborhood, and people did have masks on dogs.
Ah,
yeah.
You had to kill those poor dogs.
Well, I can see, you know, getting the dog in shape. You put up one of those plexiglass COVID things and have the dog jump over the, the plexiglass shield that we had in here. Dog needs to get his exercise, right?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Let's go to Jeff and Sterling Heights, your 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, I like making a big deal out of it. It started when I was married. We would make the dogs a cake, like a pet-friendly cake, or we buy one. I've continued it after my divorce, and I have my dog is about to turn 2 in 2 weeks, and I'm going to get her, my dog Luna, a cake. And usually I get her a few of those bully sticks that they love so much. When I've had the dogs, we're in warmer temperatures as far as their birthdays goes. We usually take them swimming or to the dog park and run around. You know, it may be too cold for that in a couple weeks. But, yeah, I usually try to take her, do something special just for the dog. And we definitely sing happy birthday. We take pictures, sometimes a video. And we do it up because, you know, right now it's just me and her. So, you know, that's I like to do it up and make it a little special.
People love their dogs.
Oh, yes.
John, you hear this?
I love my dogs, too. Just not giving at least supporting the possibility of a party.
I think most people do something special for their dogs on their birthday. Like this guy, take him to the dog park or do something with the dog that the dog likes. You don't need to go all out.
We do sing happy birthday. And she gets a special treat.
A treat.
And that's it.
John, you know Dakota's birthday?
No. Come on.
What is, Sammy's was yesterday, Heather?
September 11th. It's an easy one to remember. Yeah. And then January 22nd.
And Sadie's is February 28th.
See, I don't remember. Rosie's, I don't even
know. No clue. I don't.
Rosie's was around. I don't remember exactly because they were rescues, so I have no idea.
Right, yeah. You just make one up then?
Well, it's.
Or is it the day that they came home?
Day. I don't, you know what? I'll be ridiculed for not knowing Rosie. Sammy's. When we got Sammy, it had the papers, so. But I didn't know until.
Some call
like,
that an anniversary.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
John? I didn't know it was his birthday till my daughter told me the day before.
Yeah.
John, how old is Dakota?
She's 3-ish.
Who is Dakota?
Yes. I let her do what she likes to do. I open the door.
Mm-hmm. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.